Then, pious Aeneas, conformant to the fulminant firmament, which enjoins on the tremulous terrain that when the call comes he shall produce nictomerically from his unheavenly body and no uncertain quantity of obscene matter, not protected by coppery right in the united stars of Urania, or bedeed and bedewed, and bedang and bedung to him with this double dye, brought to blood heat Gallic acid on iron ore through the bowels of his misery, flashly, faithfully, nastily, appropriately, this Ezuan Menshevik and the first to last alchemist wrote over every square inch of the only fool's cap available, his own body, till by its corrosive sublimation one continuous present tense integument slowly unfolded all marivoising mood-moulded cycle-wheeling history, thereby, he said, reflecting from his own individual person life unlivable, transaccidentated through the slow fires of consciousness into a individual chaos, perilous, potent, common to all flesh, human only, mortal, but with each word that would not pass away the squid self which he had squirt screened from the crystalline world wane, change green old and Dorian greyer in its dudhud. This exists, that is its, after having been said, we know, and dabble take dabnal, and the dal dabal, dab, aldanabal. So perhaps, aglalaga glomeratatively a suspense king, after all and arclast for arclist, on his last public misappearance, circling the square, for the death fete of St. Ignatius' poison ivy, of the fickle crowd, hop on the sixth day of hogs sober, kill him, our king, lay him low, and brandishing his bell-bearing stylo, the shining keyman of the wiles of change, if what is sauce for the zassi is sauce for the zazimas, the blonde cop who thought it was ink, was out of his depth, but bright in the main. Petty Constable Sisterson of the Chris Cronkral it was, the parochial watch, big the dog, the dig the bog, the bagger the dugger, the begadag degabug, who had been detailed from Palute Stotis to save him, this the quem that the quem for the liturger libelous effects of foul clay and little clots and mob mauling on looks, that wrong countenance the tenderfoot and eviling near the living means unum gatherum, knock Marie, come to me, reeling more to the right than he lurched to the left, on his way from a proto-prostitute, he would always have a little pigeoness somewhere with his arch-girl, Achoresis, smock name of Mergit, just as he was butting and ran the coiner of bad times under a hideful between the rival doors of warm Bethels of worship, through his bordel house funkster, greeting for gracious auras as usual, where ladies have they got, have they at a dog mean sort herring? Sergo, search me, the incapable reparteed, with his self-evident subtlety so obviously spurious, and raising his hair after the grace, with the Christmas under his clutch arm, for porting master and pertsy messes and pertsy miss and patsy masters, like a prance of findigos, with a shilto-shalto slipney-stripney, in he skittled, swikey, the all-white poor's guardian palpably of baltossic stomach, was literally astundished over the painful sake, how he burst the self, which he was gone to, where he intend to, did he, whether you think will, wherein the whole current of the afternoon, what's the souch of a search, hads of hits of hymns, urged and staggered thereto in his country ports, at the Caledosian capacity for the lutovisky of the caftan's wineskin, and even more so, during, looking his big most astonishments, it was said him, as who fun the concerned outgift of the dead med's dirt, how that, arabed gibbers, consequent to the dominical order, and exing moblish permish, he was namely coon at bringer at home to gallons as per royal full poultry till his murder nip up and nabbit poltergeist cots done the her hoplites kick what mother whose porter which pair why namely coon but our undiligence has been plutero tested so enough of such porter black low niece too base for printing perpending that perterico persil pulls the cold stone out of winter waters and silder sea sing for harang out kang sept octnov des john pibs march we cannot in mercy or justice nor on the lovem for labyrinthos stay here for the residence of our existence disgusting tamstar ham of ten man's thirst justius to him mother brawn is my name and broad is my nature and I've bright on my brow, and that's all right with every feature, and I'll broom this bird, or Brown's best bung's gone bandy. I'm the boy to bruise and braise. Bouse! Stand fort, nay man of Noland, For no longer will I follow you oblique-like through the inspired form of the third person singular and the moods and hesitancies of the deponent, but address myself to you with the imperative of my vindictive, provocative and outdirect. Stand forth, come boldly, jolly me, move me, willing though I am to laughter in your true colours, ere you be back forever till I give you your talking to Shemaka Damson. You know me, and I know you, and all your chimeries. Where have you been in the utterum, enjoying yourself all the morning since your last wet-bed confession? I advise you to conceal yourself, my little friend, as I have said a moment ago, and put your hands in my hands and have a night's-long homely little confiture about things. Let me see. It is looking pretty black against you. We suggest, Shemavik, you will need all the elements of the river to clean you over it all, and a 40 fine Popish priest parbull of a tender to booth. Let us pry. We thought, would, and did. Cor, quick, quid, ubi, quando, quomodo, quoties, quibus, auxilis. You were bred, fed, fostered, and fattened from holy childhood up in this two Easter island on the pie jaw of hilarious heaven and roaring the other place. Plunders tonight, if you blunders, what's left of you, flashes, flash can. And now, forsooth, the nogger among the blankets of this dusty century, you have become of toothsome twin minds, fornence gods, hidden and discovered, nay, condemned, fool, anarch, egoarch, heresiarch. You have reared your disunited kingdom on the vacuum of your own most intensely doubtful soul. Do you hold yourself, then, for some god in the manger, Shehohem, that you will neither serve nor let serve, pray nor let pray, and here pay the piety? Must I too nerve myself to pray for the loss of self-respect to equip me for the horrible necessity of scandally sang? My dear sisters, are you ready? By sloughing off my hope and tremors while we all swim together in the pool of Sodom? I shall shiver for my purity while they will weep big for your sins. Away with covered words, new solemnities for old bad sheet bats. That inharmonious detail, did you name it? Cold calder, gee, victory! Now, O probo of underslung pipes, John Jacobs, while yet an adolescent, what do I say? While still puerile in your tub suit with button legs, you got a handsome present of a self-raising syringe and twin feeders. You know, Monsieur Abgott, in your art of arts, to your cost as well as I do, and don't try to hide it, the penal lots I'm now poking at, and the wee sort of was you should, if you were as bold a stroke now as the curate that christened you, Sonny Dut the Candle, repopulate the land of your birth and count up your progeny by the hungered head and the angered thousands, but you thwarted the wise pish of your cog-dog parent, Sopf, among countless occasions of failing, for, said you, I will elenchate, adding to the malice of your transgression, yes, and changing its nature. You see, I've read your theology for you, alternating the morosity of my delectations, a filtered love, trysting by tantrum, small peace and pen mark, with sensibility, sponsibility, passibility, and prostability, your Lubbock's other fears, pleasures of a butler's life, even extruding your strabismal apologia, when legibly depressed upon defenseless paper, and thereby adding to the already unhappiness of this our pop-eyed world, scribulative. All that, too, with cantrids of countless Catalines, the mannish as many of the minful, congested around and about you for acres and roods and poles, are purchased thick as the fluctuant sands of Chalwador, accomplished women, indeed fully educated, far from being old and rich behind their dream of arrivism, if they have only their honour left and not deterred by bad weather when consumed by amorous passion, struggling to possess themselves of your bush, one son of Scrooge for all daughters of anguish, solis cum sole sive cunctiis cum omnibobs. I'd have been the best man for you myself, mutely eyeing for that natural knot, debitory vases or vessels preposterous, for what would not have cost you 10 bolivers of collar work or the price of one ping pang, just a lilt, let us thrilt, of the oldest song in the woed wood world, two wee, two one, accompanied by a plain gold band. Hail, hail, high bosom heaving, Miss Mistress Morn of the all sweet heartening bride murmur demeanour, her eyes so gladsome we'll all take shares in the groom. Sniffer of carrion, premature gravedigger, seeker of the nest of evil in the bosom of a good word, you who sleep at our vigil and fast for our feast, you with your dislocated reason have cutely foretold, a joffet in your own absence, by blind poring upon your many scalds and burns and blisters, impetiginous sore and pustules by the auspices of that raven cloud, your shade, and by the auguries of rooks and parliament, death with every disaster, the dynamitization of colleagues, the reducing of records to ashes, the levelling of all customs by blazes, the return of a lot of sweet-tempered gunpowder ditched onto dust, but it never struck your mudhead's obtundity. Oh, hell, here comes our funeral. Oh, pest, I'll miss the post. That the more carrots you chop, the more turnips you slit, the more Murphys you peel, the more onions you cry over, the more bull beef you butch, the more mutton you cracker hack, the more potherbs you pound, the fiercer the fire, and the longer your spoon and the harder your gruel, with more grease to your elbow, the merrier fumes your new Irish stew. Oh, by the way, yes, another thing occurs to me. You let me tell you with the utmost politeness, where very ordinarily designed your birth wrong was to fall in with plan, as our national should, as all nations must, and do a certain office, what I will not tell you, in a certain holy office, nor will I say where, during certain agonizing office hours, a clerical party all to yourself, from such a year to such an hour, on such and such a date, at so much a week pro anno, Guinnesses, may I remind you, were just a gulp for you, failing in which you might have taken the scales off boilers like any buscob of Yorick, and do your little threepenny bit, and thus earn from the nation true thanks, right here in our place of burden, your born of travail and vile of tares, where after a divine's prodigions you drew the first water grasp in your life, from the crib where you were once was bit to the crypt, you'll be twice as shy of, same as we, long of us, alone with the colt and the kerner, where you were as popular as an Armenian with the faithful, and you set fire to my tailcoat when I told the paraffin smoker under yours, I hope that chimney's clear, but slacky shirking both your bullet and your billet, you beat it backward like Bullinger from Galway, but he combed the grass against his stride to sing us a song of alibi, the Cuttone call over the grey-bounding, slow-rolling, amply heaving metamorphoses that oozy rocks parpangle their preposters with, no mad mooner by lamplight, Antinos shemming amid everyone's repressed laughter to conceal your scat hopfilly by mating like a thorough-paced prosodite, masculine monosyllables of the same numerical mus, an Irish emigrant the wrong way out, sitting on your crooked sixpenny style, an unfrilled frocked quack friar you, will you for the laugh of Shakespeare just help mine with the epithet, semi-Semitic serendipitist you, thanks, I think that describes you, Europeanasianized aphoriank. Shall we follow each other's a step longer, drowners of daggers, while our liege, till yet the stranger in the front yard of his happiness is taking, he'll help her, one gob, one gap, one gulp, and gorger of all, his refreshment? There grew up beside you, amid our orisons of the speediest, in Novena Lodge, Novara Avenue, in Patropodium Ambumel, oaf, out of work, one remove from an unwashed savage on his keeping and in yours. I suppose you know why Possum hides us, cause he hain't the Nogum Triumption. That other immaculatus from head to foot, sir, that pure one, all truths of other times, he who was well known to celestine circles before he sped aloft, our handsome young spiritual physician that was to be, seducing every sense to self-willing celibacy, the most winning counterfoil on our incomshare lottery, a chum of the angelets, a youth these reporters so prettily wanted as gamefellow that they asked his mother for ittle erpsbrupper to let him tome to Tintadarton, peas, and bing his scoot along, and ten they were all real brothers in the big just right home where Dodd lives, just to terrify the life out of him and pat and pass him one with the other like musk from hand to hand. That mother's smothered model, that good looker with not a flaw, whose spiritual toilets were the talk of half the town, for sunset wearing, nightfall in use, and day-broken dawning, and noonshine showing the very thing for tea's time, but him you laid low with one hand one fine May morning in the middle of your might, your bosom foe, because he mussed your speller on you, or because he cut a pretty figure in the focus of your frontispecs. Not one did you slay, no, but a continent, to find out how his innards worked. Ever read of that great grand landfather of our vision builders, Babu, the bourgeois meister, who thought to touch both himself at the punt of his risen stiff staff, and how wishy-washy sank the vatters of his thought? Ever thought of that hereticalist Markin and the two skissy maidies, and how bulkily he schnat the ructions gunneral? Ever hear of that foxy, that lupo, and that moncax, and the virgin heir of the Morrisons, eh? Blethering ape, malingering luxury collector general, what has your lowness done in the mealtime with all the Hamilcars of cooked vegetables, the hatfuls of stewed fruit, the suitcases of coddled ales, the parish funds, me shamer man, that you kitty-coax so flexibly out of charitable butteries by yowling heavy with a hollow voice, drop of your horrible awful poverty of mind so as you couldn't even pledge a crown of thorns to pawn a coat off Trevies, and as how you was bad no end, so you was, so help your sinner Pete and sinner Pool with the chicken's gape and Pamaldus yect, which by the by Reynaldo is the ordinary emetic French for Grenadier's drip, to let you have your plank and your bone wash, oh, the has troubles you lost, to give you your pound of platinum and 1,000 thongs a year, oh, you were excruciated and honour bound to the cross of your own cruel fiction, to let you have your sardy spree and holling night sleep, fame would come to you twixt asleep and awake, and leave to lie till Paris Gavie and the cockcrow crows for Denmark, O Jonathan, your estomach. The simian has no sentiment secretions, but weeps cataracts for all me. Pain the sham man, often the smelly night, will they wallow for a clutch of the famished hand, I say. Them bearded Jezebels you hired to rob you, while on your sodden straw, impolitely you encored, Irish and Nabogalish. Those horn-made ivory dreams you revved of the Ruth, you called your companionate, a beauty from the Bible of the flesh-pots of Euston, the hanging garments of Marleybone, but the dormer Munchie, smile Celine, and the light-throwers nickered. Who's whinging me? Comfort yourself, you inconsistency. Where is that little almony nest-egg against our predictable rainy days? Is it not the fact, gainsay me, cake-eater, that while whistle-whirling your crazy elegies around Temple Tom Mount, Joinstone, let him pass, please good Jerusalem, in a bundle of straw, he was babel-baptized after haymaking, you squandered among underlings the overload of your extravagance, and made a hottentot of Dulpiner's cross-sick with your crumbs. Am I not right? Yes, yes, yes. Holy wax and holifer, don't tell me, Leon of the Fold, that you are not a lone shark. Look up, old sooty, be advised by mucks and take your medicine. The good doctor mulled it. Mix it twice before repastures and powder 3 times a day. It does marvels for your grippins, and it's fine for the solitary worm. Let me finish. Just a little Judas tonic, my chem of all jokes, to make you so green in the gazer. Do you hear what I'm seeing, Hamet? And remember that golden silence gives consent, Mr. Ankle Gazer. Cease to be civil. Learn to say nay. Shit. Come here, Herr Studiosus, till I tell you a wig in your ear. We'll do a whisper drive, for if the Barishnia's got a twitter of it, they'll tell the housetops, and then all Cadbury would go crackers. Look, do you see your dial in the rocking-glass? Look well, bend down and stick me till I... It's secret, Igri, I say, the Busseliers. I had it from Lampo Shaw, and he said it from the Muller, and Mull took it from a blue-coat schooler, and Gaysocks jotted from Potiphar's wife, and Rantipole tipped the wink from old Mrs. Tinbullet, and as for she was confused by pro-brother Tacolicus, and the good brother feels he would need to defecate you, and the flimsy follets are simply beside each other, and Kelly, Kenny, and Q are up, up, and in arms, that a cross may crush me if I refuse to believe in it, that I may rock anchor through the ages if I hope it's not true, that the host may choke me if I beneighbour you without my charity. Shem, you are mad. He points the death bone, and the quicker still. Insomnia, somnia, somniorum. Mercius, of himself, domine fopiscus, my fault, his fault, a kingship through a fault, pariah, cannibal Cain, I, who utterly forswore the womb that bore you, and the paps I sometimes sucked, you, who ever since have been one black mass of jigs and jim-jams, haunted by a convolutionary sense of not having been, or being all that I might have been, or you meant to be coming, bewailing like a man that innocence which I could not defend like a woman, lo, you there, Catman Carberry, and thanks movies from the innermost depths of my still attrite heart, where in the days of you youth are ever mixed me mine, now ere the compelling hour of being alone at hands itself in a puff or so before we yield our spiritus to the wind, for, though that royal one has not yet drunk a gutelet from his consummation, and the flower-pot on the pole, the spaniel pack, and their quarry retainers and the public-house proprietor have not budged a millimetre, and all that has been done has yet to be done, and done again, when day's woe and lo, your doom, joy-day dawns, and lie you dominate, it is to you, first-born and first-fruit of woe, to me, branded sheep, pick of the waste-paper bascal by the tremors of Tundry and Ulerin's dog-star, you alone, wind-blasted tree of the knowledge of beautiful and devil, aye, clothed upon with the muter and shimmering like the horescence, astroglodi manologos, the child of Nilfit's father, bzlibbed, to me unseen, blushering and obscene coal-hole, the cubilibium of your secret sigh, dweller in the down and outermost, where voice only of the dead may come, because ye left from me, because ye laughed on me, because, oh, me lonely son, ye are forgetting me, that our turf-blown mummy is a-coming, Alpilla, Beltilla, Siltilla, Deltilla, running with our tidings, old the news of the great big world, sonny's had a scrap, woe, 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 bab baby walks at 7 7 months, way, bride leaves her raid at punches time and stood stone before a racecourse full, two bells that make the one appeal, dry yanks will visit old sod, and four-tiered skirts are up me dams, while Paramikini wears popular short legs and 12 hows to mix a tipsy wake. Did ye hear, Colt Coney? Did ye ever, Philly Fortescue, with a beck with a spring, all her rill ringlet shaking, rocks drops in her tatchy, tramp tokens in her hair all wave to a point, and then all inundation, little old-fashioned mummy, little wonderful mummy, ducking under bridges, bell-hopping the weirs, dodging by a bit of bog, rapid shooting round the bends, by Tallis Green Hills and the pools of the Pooka, and a place they call it Blessington, and slipping sly by Sally Noggin, as happy as the day is wet, babbling, bubbling, chattering to herself, deluthering the fields on their elbows, leaning with a slithering slide of her, giddy, gatty, grannyma, gossy, patience, Anne Olivia. He lifts the life wand, and the dumb speak, quark, 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 quark.
Oh, tell me all about Anne Olivia. I want to hear all about Anne Olivia. Well, you know Anne Olivia. Yes, of course we all know Anne Olivia. Tell me all, tell me now. You'll die when you hear. Well, you know when the old chub went foot and did what you know. Yes, I know, go on. Wash, quit, and don't be dabbling. Tuck up your sleeves and loosen your talk tapes. And don't bump me hike when you bend. Or whatever it was they treat to make out he tried to do in the fiendish park. He's an awful old rep. Look at the shirt of him. Look at the dirt of it. He's all my water black on me, and it's steepy and stopping since this time last week. How many goes it is, I wonder, I washed it. I know by heart the places he likes to sell. Dirty devil. Scorching my hand and starving my famine to make his private linen public. Wallop it well with your battle and clean it. My wrists are rusty, rubbing the Maldar stains and the Dnieper's of wet and the Ganges of sin in it. What was it he did at all on Animal Sendai, and how long was he under lock and nay? It was put in the news as what he did, Nieces and Priors, the King's Freesius Humphrey, with Elysia's distillings, exploits and all. But Toms will till, I know he well, temp untamed will hist for no man. As you spring, so shall you neep. Oh, the rousy old rap, minxing marriage and making love. Reeve Gooch was right, and Reeve Drought was sinistrous. And the cut of him, the strut of him, how he used to hold his head as high as a hoet, the famous El Duke alien, with a hump of grandeur on him like a walking weasel rat, and his Derry's own drawl, and his Cork's own blather, and his doubling stutter, and his Galloway swang. Ask Lecter Hackett or Lecter Reed of Garter Crowley, or the boy with the billy club. How Elster is he called at all? Kerpel, Hugues Caput, Early Fowler. Or where was he born, or how was he found? Urgot Llantipston on the Catcat. New Hunchar Concord on the Merrymake. Who blocks Mish her saft anfler yelled leapt to her pale? Was her bands never loosened in Adam and Eve's, or were him and her but captain spliced? For my nether duck I thee drake, and by my wild gaze I thee gander. Flowey and mount on the brink of time makes wishes and fears for happy isthmus. She can show all her lines with love, license to play, and if they don't remarry, that hook and I may. Oh, pass, more that an ox is another. Dom, 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 dump, and his wee folly, yo. Was his help insured in the Stork and Pelican against Bungler's Flu and third-race parties? I heard he dug good tin with his doll, Delvin first and Dublin after, when he raped a home, Sabrina ashore, in a parakeet's cage by dredgerous lands and devious dells, playing catched and mithed with a gleam of her shadow. If a flick had been there to pop up and pepper him, past Allman's Mason and Mason's Alfu, and the rest of incurables and the last of immurables, the quaggy wag for stumbling. Who sold you that jack-o'-lantern's tail? Pemmican's pasty pie. Not a grasshop to wring her, not an ant's grain of ore. In a gabbard he barked at the boat of life from the harbourless Ivernick and Oaken, till he spied the loom of his landfall, and he loosed two crocus from under his tilt, the grand Phoenician rover. By the smell of the kelp they made the pigeon-house, like fun they did. But where was himself the timoneer, that merchant man? He suvied their scutties right over the wash, his cameleer's burners breezing up in him, till with his runagate bound prissy rode and borst her bar. Pilco Mayo, such cotch a one, and the whales away with her grayling. Tune your pipes and fall a-humming, you're born Egypt and you're nothing short of one. Well, Ptolemy soon and curb your Eskimo. When they saw him shoot swiftly up her Sheba sheet, like any gay lord salmon, her bulls they were roaring, surfed with spree. Boyakabua, boyanabway, he earned his lily bunbath hard, our staley bread, the trader, he did. Look at here, in this wet of his prow, don't you know he was Caltaburn of the brine, Wasserburn the water baby? Have a Maria, so he was. H.C.E. had a codfig, eh? Sure, she's nearly as badder as him herself. Who? Anne Olivia? Aye, Anne Olivia. Do you know she was calling back Van der Zals from all around Mjumbanu Champachu to go in to him, her erring chief, and tickle the pint of Izzy? Izzy, she was. Got a pot. Isl that the limmer? As El Negro wins when he wants in La Platte. Oh, tell me all I want to hear. How loft she was lift a ladry dextro. A coney wink after the bunting fell. Letting on she didn't care. Sina feza, me absenti, him hand in passation. The proxenete. Proxenete, and what is that? Emma Fioroish's Hondu Jarkin, tell us in Franca lingua and call a spade. Did you never share your Ebro at school, you anti-Picadarian? It's just the same as if I was to go par exemple now in Conservancy's cause out of telekinesis and proxenetia. For Kike's sake, and is that what she is? But little I thought she'd act that low. Didn't you spot her in our window, warbling up in an oisery chair with her music before her all cuneiform letters, pretending to ribble a reedy dirge and a fiddle she bogans without abandon? Sure she can't fit in a deal with bow or abandon, sure she can't. Tis the suck. Well, I never now heard the like of that. Tell me more, tell me most. Well, old Humber was as gloaming as Grampus, with the tears of his tore and the boobos for ages, and neither bowmen nor shot abroad, and bales all brought on the crests of Rockies, and ne'er a lamp in kitchen or church, and giant's hole in Grafton's causeway, and death-cap mushrooms round Fungalus' grave, and the great tribune's barrow, all Darnell's accumulate, sit a bink sabre on his set, dramming and drumming, usking queasy quizzes of his rueful countenance, his child linen scarf to encourage his obsequies, where he checked their debts in that Mormon Thames, bequesting Hansel, hop-stepping a-deppened, with his Burton a toiling mile, his swallower open from 12 to 4, and the snipes of the gutter pecking his crocks, hunger striking all alone and holding doomsdag over himself, dreeing his weird with his dander up and his fringe combed over his eye, and drooming on loft till the sight of the sterns after swarty cows and weedy burks and the tits of buddy and the lights of pest, and to peer was parish worth the mess. You'd think all was due to belonging to him, how he dermed a drance in Durin's Vale. He'd been belching for 7 years, and there she was, Anne Olivia. She didn't dare catch a winkle of sleep, purling around like a chit of a child. When the wonder, a finger thick in a lap summer skirt and damason cheeks for to ism bonzure to her dear Dubberdan, with nufrities and salt from his magias, and an odd time she'd cook him up blooms of fisk and lay to his heart's foot her medry eggs, yeis, and Stainish bacons on toast, and a cup and half so wishy-washy of Greenland's tay, or dupskin of kafumaka en sable, or skin scurry, or his ale of ferns and churt pewter, and a shank of bread. Ham jambo banna, for to place that man hog stay his stomacher till her pericanese shrunk to nutmeg graters, while her toggle joint shrunk with guide, and as rash as she'd rush with her peak load of vipers up in her sieve, meta were raged swales and rizzes, me hardy heck he'd cast them from him with a stour of scorn, as much to say, yes sow and yes sows, and if he didn't pay the plateau on her taw, believe you me, she was safe enough, and then she'd ask to vistula him, the heart bowed down, or the rakes of Malawar, or Chelly McKelly's La Calumnia e un Vermicelli, or a balfy bit of old Dove Robertson, such a fuffin' and fifin' twould cut you in two, she'd bait the hen that crowed on the terrace of Babel. What harm if she knew how to cockle her mouth? And not a mag out of him no more than out of the mangle weight. Is that a fate? That's the fact. Then riding the Ricca and Raya Romanche, Anana, Gaborin, aristocrat, Nivia, doctor of sense and art, with sparks, pyrrhic bellicdoms, funkling her fan, and her frost ivying treasures dashed with viral lives, while the prom beauty streaked near their brother skins, in a period gown of changeable jade that would robe the wood of two cardinal's chairs and crush poor Cullen and smother McCabe. Oh, blazer skate! There's purpose patches, and bramming to him down the feed chute, with her femty fixed kinds of fondling endings that put the rambling off her nose. Fuggy Barney Wicker Mandy, hello ducky, please don't die. Do you know what she started cheeping after with a choicey voicey like a watered looks, or Madame Delba to Romer's isk? You'll never guess. Tell me, tell me. Phoebe, dearest, tell, oh, tell me, and I loved you better nor you knew. And letting on hoon for daft about the warbly sangs from over Holman, high hell skirts our ladies, hen smoker, lily hung pigger, and so we and so on, and so fit and so forth, in a tone sonora, and butter below, like berry berry in a sandy cloak, so volusy as deaf as yon, the stult. Go away! Poor default trill, you're only teasing. Anna Liv, as chalk is my judge, and didn't she up and sorgs and go and trot down and stand in Arduro, puffing her old Judeen and every shriven silly girl or wench and farmerette walking the pillant road, saw ye fundily dairy or Mary Malouk on your gra, using she make her a simper sign to slip inside by the salute. You don't, the silly post, produce, but I do, calling them in one by one to block but them here the shoebin and caddy. And legging a jig or so on the shield to show them how to shake their benders and the dainty how to bring to mind the gladdest garments out of sight and all the way of a maid with a man and making a sort of cackling noise like two and a penny or half a crown and holding up a silver shiner. Lordy Lord, did she so? Well, of all the ones I ever heard, throwing all the nice little whores in the world at him to any captured wench, you wish of no matter what sex of pliceful ways to add a tammer, a lizzie, a lozzie to hug and have heaven in Humphrey's apron. Ah, what were the wear a rimmer she made? Odette, Odette, tell me the trent of it while I'm lathering hail out of Dennis Florence McCarthy's gombies. Rise at Fletcher, Pian Piena. I'm dying down off my iodine feet until I learn an Olivia's Cushing low that was writ by one and read by two and true by a pool in the parko. I can see that, I see you are. How does it tumble? Listen now, are you listening? Yes, yes, indeed I am. Turn your oars, a sonine. By earth and the cloudy, but I badly want a brand new bankside. Bedamp, and I do, and a plumper at that. For the pushy affair I have is wore out, so it is, sitting yaping and waiting for my old Dane Hododderer, my life and death companion, my frugal key of our larder, my much-altered camel's hump, my joint spoiler, my May Moon's honey, my fool to the last Decemberer, to wake himself out of his winter's doze and bore me down like he used to. Is there ill a lord of the manor or a knight of the shire at strike? I wonder that it dipped me a dace or two in cash for washing and darning his worshipful socks. For him now we've run out of horseburus and milk. Only for my short British bed, made as snug as it smells, it's out I'd lep and off with me to the slobs de la Talca or the plage au Clontarf to feel the gay air of my salt troubling bay and the race of the saywint up me embouchure. Anon, anon, tell me more, tell me everything. I want to know every single ingle, down to what made the potters fly into Jag's Hole, and why were the vessels vet, that hummer fever's winning me warm. If a man of the horse but hurt me, we'd be Bundy Kibby mit Ascarrigal. Well, now comes the Hazley Hatchery part. After Clondalkin, the King's Inn, we'll soon be there with the freshers. How many elephants had she in Tool? I can't rightly read you that. Close only knows. Some say she'd three figures to fill and confined herself to 111, one by one, making Miena Comenimoyas, Olaf Lamp and all that pack. We won't have room in the kirkyard. She can't remember half of the cradle names she smacked of them by the grace of our boxing bishop's infallible slipper, the Cain for Cond and Abel's for Iolf, and either neither for Yak of Ya. 100 and how? They did well to rechristen her Plurabelle, O Lorelei. What a lot and loads. Hey ho, but it's quiet on the cards. She'll shed more and merrier twills and trills, spare fours and spoiled fives, nor chicks and such severs, and a's and nines to a litter, grand farthing nap and mezza misery, and the knave of all knaves and the joker. Hee-haw, she must have been a gadabout in her day, so she must more than most. So she was good dark. She was a flumen of her omen, then a toss ne'er scared that lass, so I me mo, that's a gapple. Tell me, how came she cambling through all her fellows, the necker she was, the divilline, casting our pearls before our swains from Fonty and Monty to Tidingtown, and from Tidingtown till Havet? Linking one and knocking the next, tapping a flank and tipping a jutty and pulling in and pie tiring out and gliding by on her west way. Why, who was the first to ever burst? Someone he was, hoobra they were, in a tactic attack or in single combat, tinker, tiller, soldier, sailor, pieman, piece, or polystemon. That's the thing I've always an edge to ask. Push up and push farther and come to uphill headquarters. Was it Waterloo's year after Grattan or Flood, or when maids were in Ark, or were there three stood hostings? Phaedrus will find, for the doubt arises, like me man for Nergens found the nihil. Worry your sighing foe, Albert no answer. Untie the gem man's fist knots. Quip and nuancy, she can't put her hand on him for the moment. Tes Talone Langlo, walking weary, such a loon way bushwards to row. She said herself she certainly knows when the annals her graveler was, a dynast of Lannister, a wolf of the sea, or what he did, or how blithe she played, or how, when, why, where, and who. too often he jumped at her, and how it was gave her away. She was just a young, thin, pale, soft, sly, slim slip of a thing then, sauntering by a silver moon lake, and he was a heavy, trudging, lurching, lie abroad of a Curragh man, making his hay for those sun to shine on, as tough as the oak trees, Pete's be with them, used to rustle that time down by the dykes of Killinkildare, where first fell Floss with a flash across her. She thought she'd sank neath the ground with a nymph in shame when he gave her the tigress eye. Oh, happy fault, me wish it was he. You're wrong there, horribly wrong. 'Tis only tonight you're anachronistic. It was ages behind that, when nullahs were nowhere in County Wicklow, Garden of Erin, before she ever dreamt she'd have Kilbride and go foaming under Horsepass Bridge, with the great southwestern wind storming her traces and the Midlands grain waster a search for a track to wend her ways by and by. Rebecca worse to spin and to grind, to swab and to trash, for all her golden liffy in the barley fields and penny lots of Humphreys for hurdles down, and lie with a landleap of Wellington horse, Alesi, the lagos of girly days for the dove of the Dunas. Was it? Is it? Are you certain sure? Not where the Finn fits into the morn, or where the Nore takes leave of Bloom, not where the Braid diverts the Fern, or where the Moy changes her mind twixt Cullen and Con, between Con and Colin, or where Neptune scullied in Tritonville Road, and Leandra's three bumped heroines too, nay, and no Revan and Nonny Noss. Then whereabouts in Owen of Oka? Was it with ye, with Sir Lucan Yochan, or where the hand of man had never set foot? Tell me where, the first time. I will if you listen. You know the Dinkledale of Lugala? Well, there once dwelt a local hermit, Michael Arkler was his river-end name, with many a sigh I asperse his lapabibs, and one Venner's Derg in June or July, oh so sweet and so cool and so limber, she looked Nance the Nixie, Nanon Lescow, in the silence of the sycamores, all listening the kindling curves you simply couldn't stop feeling. He plunged both of his newly anointed hands, the core of his cushless, in her singamary saffron strumments of hair, parting them and soothing her and mingling it, that was deep, dark, and ample like this red bog at sundown. By that vale Vauclough's lucy glack, the Regenbrough's heaven arches around arranged her. A frut of dizzy and gabs, her enamelled eyes, indoor goading him on to vierge violation. Wish a wish, why? Mavro, Letty's lurk's laughing light throw those laurels now on her dap dap tea sung Petrock mass. But the magic Vavis has elfin among meshes, and Simba the slayer of Oga is slewed. He could not help himself, thirst for that Hottenham, he had to forget the monk and the man. So rubbing her up and smoothing her down, he bathed his lips in smiling mood, kiss a kiss after kiss a cusk, as he warned her never to on Anna Pogues of the freckled forehead. While he had passed to Charessa, she healed her sooth, but she rose 2 feet higher in her estimation, and streps on stilts ever since. That was kiss a healing with banter for Bam. Oh, wasn't he the bold priest? And wasn't she the naughty Livy? Nautic Namas now her navin. 2 lads in scotch breeches went through her before that, barefoot burning, wallow wee wade, lugging Aquila's noblest picks, before she'd a hint of a hair at her fanny to hide, or a bosom to tempt a birch candler, not to mention a bulging porterhouse barge. And ere that again, Leda Lida, all unready, too faint to buy the fairest rider, too frail to flirt with a Sigmund's bloom, she was licked by a hound, Chirpa Chiruta, while poeing her pea, pure and simple, on the spur of the hill in Old Capure, in birdsong and shearing's time. But first of all, worst of all, the wiggly lively, she side slipped out by a gap in the devil's glen, while Sally, her nurse, was sound asleep in a slush, and fee-fee-fi-fi fell over a spillway before she found her stride, and lay and wriggled in all the stagnant black pools of rainy under a fallow coo, and she laughed innocence free with her limbs aloft, and a whole drove of maiden hawthorns blushing and looking askance upon her. Drop me the sound of the Flint horns, nay, mute to meet, some pugger was witness, and drip me wine the Flanders was she frickled, and trickle me through she was marcel waved, or was it weirdly a wig she wore, and which side did they droop their glows and their flowery aback to whist or front to see, in fear to hear the deer so near, a longing loath and loathing longing, are you in the swim or are you out? Oh, go in, go on, go on, I mean, about what you know, I know right well what you mean, Rother. You'd like the cops and grim snouty and me to do the greasy job and old Veronica's wipers. What am I rancing now and I'll thank you? Is it a penny or is it a surplus? Aaron, where's your nose? And where's the starch? There's not the vestige of benediction smell. I can tell from here by the eau de colo and the scent of her odour they're Mrs. McGrath's, and you ought to have aired them. There are mice come off here, creases in silk. They are not cramped and long. Baptise me, Father, for she has sinned. Through her catchment rings she freed them easy, with her hips harassed, for her knees don telleries, the only power but frills in all the plain. So they are, I declare, well and well. If tomorrow keeps fine, who'll come tripping to sightsee? Howell, ask me next what I haven't got. The Belvedereian expeditioners in their cruisery caps and oar clubs colour. What ho, they band, and what ho are they buck? And here's her newbly letters too. Ellis on key in scarlet thread, linked for the world on a flesh-coloured field. And in Exa after show they're not Lara Kennons. Oh, may the Diablo twist your safety pin, you child of mammon, kinsel as Lilith. Now who's been teasing the legs of a drawer in her? Which leg is it? The one with the bells on it. Rinse them out in a stoon along with you. Where did I stop? Never stop. Continuation. You're not there yet. I am still waiting. Garon, garon. Well, after it was put in the Mercy Cordial Medicament Sitter Dags in Day Munna Day Wake Shrift, for once they sully their white kid love chewing cuts out of the dinners of checking and begging, with their showers at here and their mind out of that, and then when you're quite finished with the reading material, even the snay that Snowdon, his whoring herd of scummer against him, ta-ta-ta, safa-savuto, score her chop esquire, everywhere Arab you went, and every bung you ever dropped into it, sit or suburb or in adult areas, the Rose and Bottle or Phoenix Tavern, or Powers Inn or Jude's Hotel, or wherever you scoured the countryside, from Nanny Water to Batteryville, or from Porta Latine to the Luton Quarter, you found his icon etched upside down on the corner boys come mocking his guy and Morris the man, with the role of a Royce and his Turgis the Terrible, ever a Finn Checkhouse, unskimmed suit and Ewart, Hammond now cheek me, Adam this way make, Fatima half turn, reeling and railing around the local as the fios piped and urbanjis twanged, with odd fellows triple tiara, busy round a drink and round a scalp, like paid by the knave or Pete over mayor. This is the houseman all paved in stone, that cribbed the cabin that never was owned, that cocked his leg and henned his egg. And the Malodran rabble round an arrow page, fracassing a great bink and kangam with her timpum counters. Mind your grandfather, think of your ma. Hing the hong is his Jove's hangnomen. Little Bolero, bulling a law. She wore an acrostics 9 windabouts. She'd be level with all the snags of them yet, par the vulnerable Virgin Mary's del dam. So she said to herself she'd frame a plan to fakish Ryan, the mischief maker, the like of it you never heard. What plan? Tell me quick and don't go so crowed. What the murder did she make? Well, she burgled a Zack bag, a chamois mail sack, with the lend of a loan of the light of his lampion, of one of her swap sons, Sean the Post, and then she went and consulted her chapbooks, not Mott Moore, Casey's Euclid in the fashion display, and made herself titled to join in the massacre. Get goggle of giggles. I can't tell you how. It's too screaming to Rizzo rabbit at all. Minna, 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 minna ho. Oh, but you must really make me hear a gurgle, gurgle, like the fairies gargle, gargle in the dusky jergle, dargle. By the holy well of Mulhuddard, I swear I'd pledge my chance of getting to heaven through Tyrion Killy's mount of impiety to hear it all. Avery word. Oh, leave me faculties, woman, a while. If you don't like the story, get out of the punt. Well, have it your own way. So, here, sit down and do as you're bid. Take me stroke and bend your brow. Forward in and pull your outer pies. Lips at slaney and crisped quiet. Deal me longsome. Tongue your time now. Breathe that deep. That's the fairway. Hurry slow and shelter you go. Lindus, your blessed ashes till here I scrub the cannons underpants. Flow now. O'er more. And pooly pooly.